It's the 48th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Rebecca's not here because of us.
Yes.
It was our fault.
That's okay.
I need to make it up to her as a friend.
Yes,
you should bring her.
Bad job bears.
I should bring her plain donuts. She would really like me. basically, the day we normally filmed it, we were doing a photo shoot in the mountains with Lillian.
Riri cosplay. And you forgot to tell Rebecca that we were doing
I texted her with plenty of time, though, because we had to get it. Well, we'll talk about the shoot in a minute. But I texted her hours before the podcast was supposed to happen. But we are filming it a day later than we normally do, and Rebecca's usually gone on this day. Mm-hmm. So just us. My bad. It's almost Christmas.
It is.
In a couple days. Are you eating?
I am.
On the mic? I'm going to punch you in the face. Who's that? Oh, don't worry about it. Don't read texts.
Holly? Yeah, that's what
I'm trying to... It's for me! Anyways, so do you want to talk about the shoot really fast that we did yesterday?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's so Lillian was... Sorry.
Sorry, yes. Did a League of Legends outfit.
Winter Wonder Lulu.
Yes.
Otherwise, I mean, the regular version is just Lulu, I think. I guess there's a bunch of versions of her.
There are. Well, I mean, it's League of Legends. There's multiple skins for every person. But yes.
Yeah.
Winter with the... what is it called again? You liked him, the little ram dude.
Oh, yeah. I don't know his name. It's like this little floaty, like... it's supposed to, I guess in her regular skin, it's like a pixie. Mm. But in this version, it's like this little fluffy ram.
Interesting.
And his tongue's like constantly out. And it was super cute. And she had it with her. She actually bought it at PAX.
Right. Not intending to do this cosplay.
Right.
But the adorableness of this skin made her do this cosplay. So, yes, we... And, you know, being a snow-themed character, we decided to go up to the mountains and do a photo shoot up there.
And I think it was ended up being my idea. I don't even think... Well, because Lily and I talked... Lily and
full
I...
full credit
no,
for
no,
that.
No, 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 no. It was because... So Seattle doesn't really get snow, for those people who don't know.
It never snows one day a year.
One day a year, and it didn't even do it last year, so it's not really a thing. But there's a mountain pass very close to the city of Seattle. It's called Snoqualmie Pass, and it's about an hour away, which is really close.
Yeah.
And so this year, they've been lucky enough to get lots of snow, unlike last year there was a drought. So Lillian was like, hey, I want to do this shoot with you guys. And I was just like, yeah, when it gets closer, I'll get back to you with, like, a location and stuff. And then I thought, like, we had already determined with each other that it was going to be snow shoot for some reason. But I just, like, messaged her and I was like, okay, well, it looks like a lot of photographers work in this area for snow, so we're going to go there. And she's just like, oh, okay. So you were complaining because we had to go through the pass. We had to put chains on our tires because it was really snowy up there.
Right.
Well, and so you were like, whose idea was this? And I was like, I think it was mine.
I mean, it wasn't a bad idea. It looked nice.
No, it did. It ended up from, what we've seen so far, what I've edited so far. It's really cool looking. We don't get to work in snow, like, ever.
Yes.
We worked partly in snow at KatsuCon because it snowed right before we got there.
Right.
But it was kind of, like, trampled snow and,
yeah, it wasn't very nice.
So this was, like... It had dumped like a foot.
More than that. I
think it was like 12 to 14 inches.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The night before we did this shoot. So the snow was like super fresh. Lots of it.
Yeah.
So we had a good time with that.
We did. Found a nice area.
Yeah.
Wasn't too busy.
Yeah. We got up at 6 a.m. just to do it.
Drive an hour to go there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, not too bad.
Yeah. It was fun because usually we just stay in Seattle and it gets kind of boring because we've
shot everywhere.
We pretty much have photographed people everywhere and we're just like, ugh. And I don't know. Seattle is such a newer city. It doesn't have a lot of like architecture in a way. Like a lot of it's very modern.
Classic architecture.
Yeah. So a lot of it's very like plain a little bit. It's not saying it's not a cool city, but
because you want asbestos
in terms of
climbing around.
In terms of photography, it's
and you want to get injured on sticky out rebars and spiders that crawl in your skin and cockroaches and
gross
rats. That's what you want when you're saying classical architecture.
Well, on the outside, that doesn't happen.
That's what you want.
Yes, I want, East Coast / Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those of you watching the podcast on YouTube, there is Sasha behind us.
We're changing subjects already.
Oh, well, did you want to talk about the shoot more?
No, there were
a lot of doggies running around the snow, puppies, and we got to play with puppies.
But yeah, it'll be uploaded probably by the time this podcast comes out, I think.
No.
I'm putting this on you. Everything comes down to when this podcast comes
out. I'm not going to finish that tonight. It'll be done before Christmas Eve, because when Christmas Eve starts, we're going to be busy. So I wanted to get done before Christmas, because it's like, it's not a Christmassy shoot, but it's like wintery and cute and blah, blah, blah.
And the first day of winter is?
Tomorrow. Or this week, in 2 days.
Two days?
I
don't know.
I thought it was the 21st, but...
It might be. I'm just making up the 22nd.
I don't know. It's one of those days.
Yeah.
It's also the shortest day of the year, so...
Right. This madness will be going away.
This darkness.
Sorry. In Seattle, we get pretty extreme time zone or day and night shifts. Like, in the wintertime, the sun doesn't really come up until about 7, 7:30. And then it'll set around 3. So we only get a very little amount of daylight, whereas the summertime, the sun will come up at like 6, 5:36.
And stay up till 9.
So. Yeah, so right now it is kind of bullshitty because the sun will set around 3 and...
Yeah, it's just dark.
And it feels late.
It's been very rainy here lately, which is good because we've been in a drought.
We needed it.
So, but that makes the sky has been really dark gray.
Right.
So, like,
didn't we set the record for the darkest day of the year?
Darkest day of like the second darkest day of like the decade. I don't know. It was some sort of statistic, and it was like they measure the sunlight at UW, and it was a very dark day.
Yes, I think it's of the century. Second
something, yeah, second,
some
yeah,
obscene amount of time,
yeah, and yeah, so that happened. Yes. So there's just days where it's like it just almost looks like the sun has set like all day.
Yes,
and that can get, but luckily, depressing for more people than others.
Holly's petting me because
it affects me, but very minimally. I'm okay with it, and I mean, you should be. We've lived in the same state, but I think I'm just used to it. And that's why I like to decorate the apartment with like Halloween lights and then Christmas lights, because it makes the darkness a little less sad.
Right. Well, we'll start going the other way here in a couple of days. So
yeah. And then it's my birthday in January.
That's a whole month away. So let's not talk about that.
Ooh, it's a month away today.
It is a month away today.
Anyways, back to what I was talking about.
Yes.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you notice Sasha, who is my body form behind me. She is wearing one of our t-shirts that we got printed.
Yes.
If you listened last week, we literally got the email that they were done during the podcast.
Yes.
And now we have them. This one that is on Sasha is the Eat, Sleep, So repeat shirt. Is in the shape of a sewing machine, hand drawn, very cute. So if you want to check up, it's available in our store. We also have a cosplay shirt on a nice gray background with little cosplay like icons that make up the word cosplay. So it's pretty cool. Elitecosplay.com/shop.
Yes.
Yeah. So those just got released like last Monday. So very fresh.
Yes.
Fresh. Yeah. So take your Christmas money and buy a shirt.
Please. That will all go to support us.
Yes. Yes. I got stuff to talk about, I guess. I don't know. It's whatever. Have you heard of Pokemon Go? I feel like I'm really behind the times with this.
Pokemon
I know it's been announced
Go.
For a while.
I don't know. Maybe.
So
probably
it's,
not.
So it's a Pokemon game on your cell phone.
Oh, interesting.
And from what I saw, right before this podcast, or like a day ago, they just announced more details about it. So I feel like I'm a little fresh on this part. When you use it, it's hooked up with Google Maps.
Uh-huh.
And you have to actually go outside to find Pokemon.
That's pretty cool.
And it's the Pokemon you find are like relative to where you live. So if you live by the water, you're going to find water Pokemon.
Okay.
If you blah, 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 blah. You know, like they apply to where they kind of naturally live.
Okay.
And then you also have to find gyms while walking around. Certain Pokemon only live in certain areas. So, like, there'll be some Pokemon that, like, only live in Japan or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make, like, friends with someone, you can, like, trade
online.
So, Pokemon you don't have access to, you can get through trading.
Okay.
You can battle, and there's, like, all this. I don't know. I watched the commercial for it, and it was very epic. And there was a lot of hot people in it. It was a cool commercial, and it's a cool idea because it it's kind of fun, right? Like you got, you got to go on like an adventure basically in your town to get Pokemon.
Yeah, but that kind of limits you. Like in the game, at least on like the Game Boy versions and stuff, you could like travel then, right?
But at least like, what if you travel?
Yeah.
Like what if you go to a con in a different state and you're like, hey, you know, stuff I don't have.
That costs money though. Like the game is free. I could sit down and just ride bike.
But that's why you make friends.
I guess.
And you can team up with people and be like teams, kind of like Rocket.
Team Rocket.
Team Rocket. And you can like battle other teams and be like your little posse and stuff. It's very cool. I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see. They've needed some new aspect of it. So
yeah, and I think
they needed to get off the Nintendo platform.
Well, that and like, it's not just the same Pokemon game, just like kind of reformatted over and over again. It's like more adventurous, right? Like, and it's also getting kids outside.
Right, but you could. This game leads to a lot of, I don't know. This, you know, I get the concept of it, and it sounds fun, but there's a lot of easy cheating that you could do with this game. Like you could just, so like with a lot of phones you can
change the GPS.
Yeah, change the GPS, feed it fake GPS information, and you could just like be like, oh, I'm cruising around the world at 200 miles an hour, so let's see what we run into.
I mean, I guess, but if you really want to play the game, like there are people, there's always cheaters. Yes. And we all see that, but like I would play it, like I would buy it and walk around. It'd be fun. It'd be like a little adventure.
Yeah, but like, what?
How many blocks away are we from the waterfront?
Not that far.
Yeah, like, so they're like five minute walk away from the waterfront, and I would just like,
let's do a half hour.
No, we're not a half hour. No,
I've walked there.
It's not a half hour. No, it's anyways. Jeez.
Anyway, I'm sorry for ruining Holly's fantasy that we're 5 minutes from the water.
But okay, it's like 15 max. Like we're not 30 minutes away.
15 is closer to 30 than it is to 5. No, it's not.
Anyways, we're very close to the pier on Seattle, okay? And like we can hear the boats.
Yeah, but the boat horns are loud. Sound carries.
Ugh. Anyways, like you could pop down and get some water ones. You could, I don't know. Hey, Washington is like the only state with all the five types of...
That's true.
So you could technically like get them all. You could go to like the rainforest.
For the ones that live specifically.
Yeah, you could go to the tundra. You could go to the desert.
You're so enthused about this description. I don't even know.
What?
It's not all transferring over to me.
It's just a cool idea.
It is, but
it's like geocaching, but with Pokemon.
Yes and no. I don't know.
Like you're like, hey.
So like Waze. I use Waze as a navigation app, and they randomly throw like promotional things on the road for you to, when you drive over, you get points. So it's a driving.
And Kevin goes out of his way to get these points.
But sometimes I see them and I'm like, ugh, I have to take this exit on the freeway, drive four blocks and pick it up. No, I'm not.
This is like walking around. I think this isn't like
so
driving.
So what are you going to keep the Pokemon app running all
baby.
The time?
Oh my gosh.
Poking holes in this. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Like way lots.
Conceptually, it's, makes sense, but I don't know. As an end user, would you do it?
I would do it.
Really?
I'll buy it. I'll
make a note. Come back to episode 48 when we see if Holly has actually purchased.
I don't know when it comes out. It's not out yet.
You gooby. I know, but I'm saying I'm making a note in this episode to see if you would ever buy it.
Well, yeah,
I don't
know how much it's gonna cost. If it's like $30, then sorry, Pokemon, I'm not buying.
But that's how much like the original ones cost on the Game Boys.
It's on my cell phone. It should be like $10.
Oh, and of course it'll have microtransactions because you need more Pokeballs. That'll be $1, please.
You have to earn the stars to get the Pokeballs.
Microtransactions.
Do you know who Bayonetta is?
That sounds familiar. You've talked
character
about it.
Character in a video game. She was announced to be on Smash.
Smash, yes. I saw that.
I just want to talk about it because I've only seen like one Bayonetta cosplay in my life. And we actually photographed it at KatsuCon the first year we went.
Bayonetta.
You're not going to know.
Yeah.
I could pull it up, but you're still going to be like, huh?
I'm a very terrible Smash player, which is why I don't own a Nintendo console.
You did when I met you.
No, that Wii is still downstairs.
We still have it?
I think so. Either that or it got stolen when that guy broke into our locker. But it's either there or gone. So I either have a console that I've never used in a long time or don't have one anymore. But I haven't played a Wii. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that. Okay. Interesting choice of characters. What is she in?
I think it's just called Bayonetta.
She's just in a anime or manga or
no, it's a video game.
Oh right, it is a video game. Sorry, someone was Ray was talking about Bayonetta. Now that I think about it,
yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I guess the cons we go to, I don't really see it a lot. And and it might be because it's a little older. I thought there was a recent one. And we've personally photographed one once, like, years ago. But I must be blind or something because I never see them. So maybe there'll be a resurgence of Bayonetta cosplay. Because it's a pretty cool outfit. Yeah, and it's pretty
Smash
badass.
Smash does a good job of pulling everybody from every
all game. All the Nintendo games, yeah. Yeah. I like that they do that.
Who's calling us?
Oh my god, we're so popular right now. Is it Kyle?
It is Kyle.
Go away, Kyle.
Blowing up. Oh, I probably have to go hang him up on the.
We're getting. Oh no.
On the
noise.
I know. All right.
Just ignore it.
It's done. All right. It's done. All right. Anyway. Yeah. So Smash.
Anyway,
good game. I'm terrible at it.
I am too, but I like watching it. And I don't know. Yeah, it was just a cool character to introduce because it's very different kind of what Nintendo usually does, which is. A little more on the cutesy side.
True. Yeah. This is more.
Not all of them. Like Samus isn't really
Zero
cutesy.
Zero suits.
Yeah. That's not cutesy. And Zelda's not cutesy. But whatever.
Yeah. I have something if you want to talk. Well, actually, let's take a little quick detour here and talk about the people that sponsor us. Sponsor us. You actually sponsor us. And if you use our Amazon.com affiliate link located at elitecosplay.com/Amazon, you can help support us. Any purchase that you make through Amazon, through that link, gives us a small kickback to help us make more videos. So if you would like to sponsor us, you can go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon to give us a small kickback.
Yay!
Yes. And that was my reporter voice, which Holly hates.
Yes. It's because it's not you.
I mean, I'm saying it, so I guess it is me.
Sorry, that was me. That was me.
Good
I was trying to be.
Lord.
Someone said something really nice to us, and then I was like, I wanted to be nice back, but we're filming a podcast. So I took that opportunity to text them.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right.
Yeah, so talk about what you're talking about.
So recently on Reddit, I've been seeing a lot of stuff about One Punch Man. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And then I saw that cup.
Yeah, that too. Saw that one. Saw a few things about it. So I had to look into it. I've never heard of One Punch Man.
It's a manga, right?
Was a manga, now a show, which is why it's gotten popular recently.
Okay.
It's on, it's season one. I think it's like 10 episodes in or something at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks interesting. So the whole deal with it is these monsters are appearing and like people are going around defeating them, but there's one guy who can defeat all the monsters without any issues, like he's
one punch.
Exactly. So he can beat the hardest monsters that even like the top people of the anti-monster organization can't beat in just one punch. So he doesn't get any respect though, because they all think that he's in cahoots with the monsters because of, you know, he defeat them so easily.
Right.
So he's trying to get like respect. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about just reading like a high level plot description.
Right. It sounds, I remember a while ago talking to someone in Japan and it was very popular there.
2012 is when it came out.
Yeah. Like that was the big thing. Not into it personally. Just from the way you described it, it sounds like it would get like redundant every episode.
Right. The other thing about him is he looks like a normal person with gloves, just a bald dude with gloves.
Well,
and that's the other part of why he can't get respect is because the other people
are like buff and
buff
stuff.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of characters are like that, actually, if you really look at them.
Like Ichigo.
He's kind of like swole, though.
Yeah, but
like whenever his little outfit gets torn, his muscles are like, and this kid's like 17 years old. Oh yeah, to compare to other characters, like, yeah, he's pretty average looking.
Sorry, Ichigo is my go-to comparison for a lot of things.
That's because it's like the one thing you know.
Yes, the one thing.
I'm getting rid of my bleach, if you haven't noticed.
Can't turn my neck that far.
Oh, got rid of a couple of them. Donated them to the library.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, bleach upset me, so I just stopped buying it, and then I was like, why do I still have this? Because it held a little special place in my heart. And then I was like, you know what? Screw you. Kubo.
Kubo?
It's the guy that writes it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he can't decide when to end it?
Mm-hmm.
See.
Anyways, there were some cool, you know, the cosplay repair stations that like every con has, and usually it's just like a room and you go there and you do all this stuff.
Corner or something.
There's some cool things that are happening where people are making these kind of cool outfits where kind of like military style, with, you know, how they have like the bullets across the chest or whatever and like packs and stuff, except it's cosplay repair.
Okay.
So instead of bullets, they have like different threads across their chest, and then they have like packs of like tape on their hips and like super glue or like medic packs, and they walk around or you can approach them, so you don't have to like go all the way to like one side of the con just to repair your stuff.
Are these through the con, or are these just people that are pretending?
I assume it's like the official. I don't know, who cares, it was cool.
I'm sorry, I always like to think about things like this.
I don't know what it was, I just saw it. But cool. I don't know, I thought it was a cool idea because it kind of mixes it up a little bit, you know.
Sure.
It'd be cool to see.
You know what cons should have? Whoops, just thought about this.
Okay.
Like a cosplay making competition. You know how Anime Expo, they have that one thing where they draw the giant art piece?
Chalk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like and they need to get it done before the end of the convention.
That's for, like, charity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I'm thinking, like, what if they make a competition about, like, making cosplay? They're like, here's, like, a bunch of junk.
Like Project Runway?
Yes. There you go.
I feel like someone's done that.
Have they?
Was it a TV show or was it in a con?
I'm sure it was a TV show at some point. I mean, didn't they do that one cosplay show?
I feel like it happened at a con, though. Maybe not. That'd be really stressful, and that would probably ruin your whole con. Would it be one day or would it be the whole weekend?
That'd be interesting. Probably the whole weekend. I mean, I'd
see, then you wouldn't have time to do anything else.
Right, but you would be, like, the entertainment special guest. Like, have Yaya there and then say, like, here's a bunch of Warblood, make something.
Yeah.
One day, and then just watch her do it.
Yeah. Would that be entertaining, though?
I think so. People would watch, right?
Yeah. See what you can make.
Yeah.
Out of garbage.
Yeah. Or, like, live stream it or something, put it on the internet. You'd probably get pretty good viewership out of that.
Yeah.
That's my idea now.
No, I think that one cosplay show did stuff like that. I'm pretty sure they did. I think so, yeah. I think I remember reading about it.
Let's go to Moo. ModCloth? What do they call it? What store do they go to? Tim Gunn always takes them to.
Oh, Mood.
Mood.
Did you say Moo?
Yes, I wasn't sure. It had the
That's a business card website.
Yeah, whatever. It sounded about right to my head.
It's because he says, bye, Mood, like that. So, like, it reminds you of, like, Moo. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe.
Aw, I miss that show.
Yeah, you need to bring it back.
It's still on, we just don't have cable.
Oh. Is Tim Gunn still on it?
Yes.
Oh, all right. There you go.
I don't think Michael Kors is on it anymore, though. I think he left.
You'd be Michael Kors if you were fucking Michael Kors.
Yeah, wow.
Sorry. I'd like... What's her butt? Nicki Minaj.
I know you do.
What's her butt?
This is my face.
You don't like my puns today. All right. No. Let's talk about your face.
Whoa.
What are you wearing today, Holly?
Nothing. My everyday makeup.
What kind of lips do you have on?
Kat Von D.
Kat Von D. What color?
I don't know what it's called. I just got it.
You just got it? And you don't
it's corally.
It is very corally.
I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, no.
My bad.
But you'll put a link in it.
No, should we?
Okay.
Well, whatever. I mean,
No links for anything anymore.
I guess. Yeah, I haven't made a link dump in a long time. Except for our shop. Leecosplay.com/shop.
B minus for effort there.
Now you gotta sneak it in. Do you want to talk about, like, end of the year stuff, like our favorites for the year, or do you want to save that for next week?
It's next week's episode.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you wanted to do it.
We got plenty of time. We got Christmas between now and then.
I'm excited for Christmas. Are you?
And I did no research for that episode. I need some research to talk about our favorite things.
I guess.
Yes.
I'll make a list.
Yes. There you go. Yes. Christmas will be exciting. We'll see what happens with it.
I don't know. I'm excited. I never see my family, so.
Yeah, neither do I, so.
Hey, we just saw them.
Yes.
Yeah.
One time.
Yep. Okay, I'm done. Bye.
Such an exciting episode.
Sorry.
We launched our shop.
And we talked about a photo shoot.
I guess. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I have my sticky note of things to talk about.
Well, Rebecca's not here today either.
She's not. That's she usually, makes some funny quips. Yes. She's very witty. And yes, she is. I'm not. Or maybe I'm more witty when I'm next to her or more stupid when I'm next to her. Yes,
probably both. Anyway.
Stupid witty. Does that exist?
Hopefully next week we can get Rebecca on. It's the day after Christmas. I think we could probably swing in with her.
It is the day after Christmas. It is the God. I keep thinking Christmas is on Thursday, and it's really messing me up. Yeah. That was last year, Holly. Let's be in the future. I will woo her with donuts.
Okay.
And make it up to her because
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
So next week we'll have Rebecca. Hopefully.
This is going to be the shortest episode we've ever had.
I don't know about ever. I think it'll be pretty short, but not ever.
I'm sorry. We were. I mean, I had things to talk about, but
we got through it pretty quick.
Kevin just swatted them down.
I didn't swat them down. I was devil's advocate for them. That's what I try to do, I guess. Try to think outside the box about the problems that are questions or things that you bring up.
I can't believe our first con is not till March. I'm gonna be bored.
That's okay, though. It helps us. You're going to be bored?
Yeah, I like shooting stuff.
Yeah, well, how about this? If you're in Seattle between
January and March.
And March, whatever.
15th.
Actually, you can be in Seattle during our March con because it is a Seattle con. So if you're in Seattle anytime between now and when are we going out of town? Like April, probably? May?
May.
June? July? July?
June?
Who knows?
June. April? What's our con schedule? Yeah, I don't think it's until June.
Yeah, so if you're going to be in Seattle, please email us and we can set up a shoot and we'll do something with you.
Info@elitecosplay.com.
Not in a dirty way. Yes. Email Holly at info@elitecosplay or message us on Facebook. Email is better.
No, you can't message us.
You can't message pages?
Well, I don't have it. I'd rather. I like email.
Well, okay, fine. But
you can't message us. It doesn't exist.
Whatever. Apparently, I know nothing. So
it's more organized that way. If I start doing multiple things, I'm like,
people have probably tuned out like 5 times now because we've tried to end the show.
Sorry. Okay. Times. Well, thank you for joining us. If you would like one of our 2 t-shirts that we have up for sale currently, go to elitecosplay.com/shop and support us. We will have more designs up later. We have 2 pending right now, so there will be 4 eventually,
and maybe 5,
maybe 5 because we have 1 or 12. Next week we will be talking about our favorite things of 2015, and hopefully Rebecca will be here so we can be more entertaining.
Throw Christmas gifts at each other
and celebrate because it's New Year's. All right, goodbye. Thanks.